All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. And you're worthy of all honor. Lord, you're good. And your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are great and you're greatly to be praised. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you that the power of sin has been written, broken over our lives. We thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, we praise, we magnify you, we glorify your name, because Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are the great and almighty God. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. We exalt your name above every name, that at the name of Yeshua every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to the glory of God the Father. We thank you for releasing your warring angels to do battle over this area and over this region. We thank you for binding the strong men over this area of mind control, witchcraft, perversion, Leviathan, Jezebel, and Ahab. We bind those ruling spirits, those principalities, by according to your word, and send your angels to do battle, to topple their thrones, to release the people that have been living and walking in these lies and these deceptions. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending revival to the body of Christ. God, we need revival. I thank you, Lord God, for the wind of the Holy Spirit knocking down the altars that we've set up in our heart, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. God, I thank you for experiencing breakthroughs in the lives of your people. I thank you, Lord God, for sending forth refreshing to those that need to be refreshed. God, I thank you for the healing power manifesting in a great and a mighty way, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. God, send revival, send healing, send refreshing. And Lord, I thank you for the anointing for deliverance. Deliverance from alcoholism, deliverance from drug addiction in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for breaking that yoke and breaking that stronghold in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for people walking in liberty and freedom. I thank you, Lord God, for uprooting and driving out the spirit of unbelief in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for activating the gift of faith. May your people begin to operate in the gift of faith as never before. May they begin to walk in faith. Lord, may they begin to decree what you have promised in your word. God, I thank you for doing it. Lord, I thank you for doing it. Lord, I thank you for the manifestation of the financial miracle. Lord, I thank you for the miracle of cancellation of debt being canceled, debt being forgiven in the name of Yeshua. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. And Lord, I bless you. God, I bless you. And I praise you, Lord. And I give you glory and I give you honor. Lord, I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. Lord, I thank you for healing herniated disc, healing bulging disc, healing sciatic nerve pain, being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for healing skin cancer. Thank you for healing melanoma, being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Psoriasis, being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Cirrhosis of the liver, being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Emphysema, being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Take deep breaths, deep breaths. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Pneumonia, being healed right now. COVID-19, being healed right now. Rise up, rise up in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you. Thank you, Father, for your healing mercies. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor, because Lord, you're good and your mercy endure forever. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. I bless your mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing with you once again and share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and God is good and his mercy endures. God is good. We've been given a new day, a new opportunity to be able to praise him, to worship him, saints, and we're grateful and thankful. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something I say, pray, get on your knees, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to minister to you, to show you. Here's what the Word of God declares. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of Yeshua, the Messiah, is imminent. And it's extremely important that we get about and be about the Father's business. God is just looking for a few yielded people. God don't need a whole lot of folk to move. He just needs some people that are yielded, surrendered, sold out. And if there is enough of us, we can begin to pray for God to send revival. And we will see revival here in the Pacific Northwest. Pray for these pastors and these leaders in these churches, that they quit being so soft and timid. And they begin to rise up and get angry at the devil and begin to proclaim the lordship of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, and begin to engage the kingdom of darkness in spiritual warfare through prayers and praise and worship, because we need deliverance. There are so many people that are not only sick in their bodies, they're having mental health issues. And God has given the church the power. We have it. We have it. But we're not walking in it. You know, one of my problems and things that I struggle with, I want to see everybody healed. And when somebody around me gets sick and I pray for them and they're not healed, I'm like, okay, God, what do I got to do? God, what is it? I know the failure is not you. God, it's in me. God, what do I have to do? And I ask the Lord, God, what do we need to do in the body of Christ collectively? And, you know, when you ask God a question, sometimes he will answer. And he says, you know, they've not yielded to the Holy Spirit of God. They have grieved the Spirit of God through the traditions of men. The Holy Spirit does not have liberty and freedom to move. The people that need healing have altars set up in their heart. They have unresolved sins, unconfessed sins. And the gospel needs to be preached to them without compromise. We need to deliver the word without compromise. And you say, well, I thought we was doing it. No, we've been preaching a man-centered gospel, a self-help gospel, instead of preaching a gospel, first of all, that leads people to Christ. And then we've not equipped people to how to wage spiritual warfare, because it might be a spiritual conflict going on that is hindering them from receiving their breakthroughs, from receiving their healings. Because we serve a God who is the deliverer. We serve a God who is a healer. When he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, it was not only was to break the power of sin and to be the perfect ransom, but it was also, the Bible declares that by his, Isaiah 55, by his stripes we were healed. That we will be healed of physical sickness, emotional sickness, that we will be healed and delivered and set free from the spirit of sorrow and the spirit of rejection. Because all of those things, Jesus took that on the cross at Calvary. So if we're not living and walking in it, the question is, why not? The failure is not in God or his promised word. It lies within us. And when we truly get to the place to where we are humble, we are repentant, and we ask God, do it. God, do it. You are God. You are my healer. You are my deliverer. You are my provider. You heard me say this on a couple of broadcasts ago, but God, I know you. So God, and because I know you, God, I am I'm appealing to you for an answer, for the provision, because this is the God that we serve. So saints, let us position ourselves to be used by God in a greater measure in this year, 2022. Let us say, God, I know you. And God, here I am. Father God, use me for your glory and for your honor. Because it's not about us, it's all about him. It's all about bringing people into a covenant relationship with him. That's what it's about, saints. I wish somebody would say amen. Saints, we're in this series, The Temptation. And we left off in Genesis chapter 3. And we're going to jump back into this. And as we are in this and as we are looking to this here, we are going to see where part of the fivefold ministry is to equip the saints. And I guess the Lord wants to equip you to these strategies and understanding how the enemy brings temptation. In verse 6, then the Lord, Genesis 2 said, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now, realizing I gave you this strategy, I'm going to give it to you again, those that were not here last week. When God speaks to you through his word or through a personal, private word, the scripture says the enemy immediately comes to steal the word that was sown. And then this is a strategy. How many times have you spoken or God has given you a word or shown you something in the Holy Scriptures and you begin to talk and tell people about it? And then the enemy comes and he tries to steal that word. He tries to sow a seed of doubt in the word. And that's what took place in Genesis chapter 3, verse number 1. It says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, really. In other words, really. Did God say you should not eat of every tree of the garden? So the enemy will always engage your intellect. He will always try to get you to start thinking. And you heard me say this, people with analytical minds, I'm one of those analytical people. If the enemy can get you thinking, then you're walking on his road. Yeah. You're walking on his road. And it says here, did God really say that? So if the enemy, first of all, the enemy is always going to try to sow a seed of doubt. Did God really say this? A lot of times when people get words and everything, I'll be like, well, if that's what God said to you, okay, you know. Sometimes it might be a little iffy, but if it is, you know, I'm not God. And sometimes, you know, if God has spoken to them, because sometimes, you know, it's like the enemy will come in, there's a counterfeit Holy Spirit through Leviathan that will come to try to counterfeit what the Spirit of God has spoken and said. And we have to be very careful to measure out what the word was and what the word is spoken and see if it's in alignment with God's word. And it says, and the woman said unto her serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. So here we see in this particular passage of scripture, saints, we see and understand that Adam had communicated with Eve, his wife, what God has spoken and what God has said. We left off last week. We were talking about the communication and things that needs to happen and take place in a marriage relationship. Communication is a very important component, because a lot of the reasons that there's so many fights and arguments in marriages is because folk don't know how to communicate. Folk don't know how to listen. And poo, look, let me tell you something, especially when it comes to when God is given a restriction for the household, and I'm going to say this is going to probably upset, make some folk upset, but I don't care. God has a government, and God has an order. And when God's government order is broken, it gives the enemy legal right to come in to destroy the household, because he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Somebody say amen. Please, somebody out there got to be getting this. The enemy comes to bring division. He comes to break up the harmony of the marital relationship. God has a government. Satan and his minions understand God's government. So they're going to always try to destroy that and get the man and get the woman out of place, out of position, because the enemy has to operate through legal rights that we give him. And we give Satan legal rights through our rebellion, through our disobedience, through our unforgiveness, through our bitterness, through our hatred, through our jealousy, and not being in alignment with God's word. Once we step out of alignment with God's word, then trouble begins. That song you say, trouble in my way, I have to cry sometime. Yeah, yeah. And a lot of times the trouble was brought on by us. The enemy set the table. You heard me say a couple of broadcasts ago, the enemy set the table. You know, in the movie The Advocate, the devil said, I can't make nobody do nothing. I just set the table. I just make everything look good and smell good to them. And then they go and partake of what they feel that their flesh wants to partake of, basically. So we got to get to the place that we recognize when the enemy is setting the table before us. And when the enemy is whispering and lying to us, to deceive us. The purpose is to break our fellowship with God. And if the enemy can get us to break our fellowship with God, then he's got us. We're all by ourselves. We don't have a covering. were exposed. And if you belong to one of them non-playing churches, praying churches that is nothing but a social club, you are in trouble because you've not been equipped that when the devil comes for you, you're not ready to fight. Because when the devil shows up, he's showing up. We are not equipped. We got equipped the people of God. That's the problem. Let that marinate, saints. Have we been adequately equipped? Have we been adequately equipped to wage warfare? And this is how the enemy will do. He will challenge God's word. He will challenge God's written word. He will challenge God's spoken word to you. If you can understand this, you are ahead of the game. You will be victorious. But of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, and neither shall you touch it, lest you die. God has said nothing about not touching the tree. He just said, just don't eat. So she automatically, because the enemy engaged her intellect, he already has her now, because now she's thinking about it, and then he has God thinking. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, which basically means God is holding out to you. You can't trust God. How many of you have been in circumstances and situations and you've prayed and you've sought God and the answer has not manifested? Then that enemy began to say, see, he ain't listening. See, God ain't going to answer. God ain't going to do nothing for you. Why are you serving him? Why are you so faithful? Why you continue to pay tithes and offerings? Why you continue to pray? Why you continue to worship? Why do you continue to read the word? God ain't going to do nothing for you. So then it becomes a mental onslaught to get you into a place to where you're walking in doubt and unbelief. And then when you've done that, then you have given the enemy legal right to delay the manifestation of your blessings, of your breakthrough. Because now Satan is operating and running through your mind. He's running not sprints, but marathons in your mind. And if Satan is running a marathon, you're in trouble. You won't even be in a position to hear when the Holy Spirit says, go left, go right. There it is right there. Why? Because your mind is running. Satan is running rampant in your mind. You've not cast down and captivated them thoughts and those imaginations against God. And you've given the enemy place. And the enemy, when you give him place, he moves in and he moves some relatives in with him to where you come into bondage and captivity. Oh, God, help us, Jesus. So, and then he goes on to say, for God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes will be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, I always ask this question when I'm teaching from this passage of scripture, why would you want to know about evil or evil? Why? Good is all that you needed to know. You didn't need to know anything about the evil that existed. Come on, somebody. Why? Why? I'm under the anointing. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to stay in this seat. I just want to lay down right now. See, I'm transparent in the studio. When I get quiet like this, saints, I'm just trying to gather myself. I know I have to do, but when the presence of God comes in, it's just like a weight, and you just want to lay down and go to sleep. And so he insinuated in verse 5 that you're going to be like a god, knowing good and evil. They were already like God. They were created in God's image. Did somebody get that? Come on, somebody. Did you get it? They had unbroken fellowship with Father God already. They had full use of their brain capacity, brain power. They were already clicking. Having a knowledge of good was all that they needed. They did not need to have the knowledge of what was evil. And then when he said that, he began to think, mind control. God is holding out on us. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also what to her husband with her, and he did eat. There is so much in this one verse right here that I could probably preach on this a couple of weeks. But we're going to break it down. When the enemy engaged her intellectually and had her thinking, it said, then the woman saw good for food, lust of the flesh, pleasant eyes, lust of the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, pride of life. She did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
Oh my gosh.
Saints, lust of the eye, lust of flesh, pride of life. Okay, let's break it down. Let's get in here and let's talk about this. Let's have a grown folk conversation. Yeah, it looked good. They were already wise. When Satan insinuated that God was holding out on them, you've got to think, well, maybe there's more to this. Adam named every animal. That's wisdom. They were perfect in their creation. Full use of their brain power, which basically means they were already wise. But when the serpent deceived her, it got her to thinking, there must be more. God is holding out. So if we eat some of this tree, because it says it's the knowledge of good and evil. Well, maybe we need to know some more about this evil, because we're good right now. She fell for the enticements. Oh, God. She fell for it. Hey, you know what? God is holding out. And then she made a decision. You've heard me say this. A lot of times when we are in trouble or we are in distress is because we have made a willful decision. Eve made a willful decision that would impact all humanity. And did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, let's get into this theologically. Adam abdicated his position of authority and did not protect his wife adequately. Adam recognized and Adam knew that the enemy was speaking to his wife. Adam knew that the enemy was enticing his wife. But Adam made a conscious decision to hearken to the voice of his wife instead of hearkening to the voice of the Lord God Almighty. That's why so many of the marriages are in trouble in the body of Christ in the United States, because men who have been spoken to by God have chosen not to follow God's instructions, but follow the voice of their beautiful wife. And Adam abdicated his position of authority because he could have shut it down at the moment of conception, but he chose not to. He sat back and he listened and he watched it happen because he was not fulfilling his obligation as a man of God. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. Spirit of God, move you in the blessings financially. Please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. God will bless you. Pray for your families and loved ones, that their hearts are open to hear and to receive the gospel of Yeshua. Know that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is Lord and his return imminent. I love you. Keep praying for the power of God to be released. I love you. I love you. I love you. Shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.